Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Ashanti?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ashanti. My name's John. I'm one of the directors that handles pricing here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well, actually. Happy Monday to you.
Thank you.
Of course. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Lulu, in regards to putting your business on the first page of the Google search results. Did she do a good job of kind of explaining everything?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Did you have any, like, specific questions for me in regards to the placement or how it works?
It's a little bit more. How does it work in the terms of determining who's going to show first? Obviously, if I Google now, I know who comes up for me in terms of garage doors. So how do you determine, how do you ensure that I'm going to be above my competitor? Is it all about, like, the commitment of the time frame that we committed to? So that's how it's going to ensure that that's there? Is that what that looks like?
Yeah, so our company, Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner. We're actually right next to Google in Newport Beach in Southern California. And we've been in business since 2004. So they give us access to the algorithm. So we basically host those spots. And you can only put up to 3 people in Google Places per county, per industry. Okay? For garage doors, we have 1 spot available. Once we fill that spot, we close it out. It belongs to the business owner that solicits that spot on a month-to-month basis. Now, how you rank it within the county, whether it be 1, 2, or 3 on that Google Places placement is going to be based on the location of the person searching. Typically, Google's going to want to prefer the company that's not just top recommended and doing business with them, but the one that's closest to that consumer to help them find what they're looking for as fast as possible.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Great question, though, 100%. I did send you a text message with a link to our pricing page. So that way you could see our credentials and know you're working with the right people. And then, do you have a .com website for your business?
We do. I was in the process of ensuring that it was showing up properly. That's what I was doing over the past weekend. Something was just not showing where the ad was showing up, well, the site. And my site is through GoDaddy. So I'm having an appointment to talk to them today. So that we can figure out what the disconnect is. Like right now, if you pulled me up, HomeAdvisor would find me and I would be shown through there. But I'm not at our site right now. And so, and that was, it happened over the weekend, but that's just because it was just launched. So I'm thinking it's a glitch, but we do have a site.
Okay. Well, whatever the case may be with the site, you know, we may be able to help you with that. You mentioned you're using HomeAdvisor right now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like that service? Have you been successful with it so far?
I literally just started it. I just started it. So I didn't, I let her know, but I can let you know, we are self-quarantining right now because we're close to someone who had COVID. So with that being said, we were supposed to start our service today with HomeAdvisor and leads were coming in and we had to tell them, we had to pause them. So you have the ability to do that, so we paused them. So I really can't tell you if it's been successful or not because I just started it and I've not even initially talked to anyone or called a lead to see if those leads are
too fresh to tell.
They're yielding anything. So it's brand new.
Okay.
So I don't really have much of a
opinion on that one.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And it's just obviously this is like a worse situation because of us having to be on our quarantine, and we just started quarantining yesterday, so this is just like, it was a crazy time.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I did a trip to Hawaii, and it was a bad decision. I wound up spending the whole trip, like, basically on the hotel site, which was dumb. And then I got home, and I had to do a 2-week quarantine, so I hear you on that. It's kind of crazy times. But the reason that I asked about HomeAdvisor uses Google in order to generate the leads that they sell. They have first page placement. It's just beneath the local maps listing or Google Places listing where we're talking about placing you. And
yes, I know because I just literally decided while we're on the phone just to type my name in just because I wanted to see if I can pull up my site, which is what I was having issues with, but I found us through Home Advisors and immediately pulled us up and it immediately showed
the name. Right, so if you try to call that number there, though, they usually hook it up to a tracking number. So what will happen is it'll go to this automated answering service instead of going directly to you. And the reason they do that is so that they could forward the information to you and charge you a lead fee. But what they don't tell you is they send that lead to multiple people.
They did say that, and whoever gets the lead and works the lead, I guess, no matter what. So you're saying that person, they're going to be charging me for the lead and someone else for the lead, multiple people for the lead.
Exactly.
They're going to be yield. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. They're going to charge you for the lead even if you don't land the job. It's just for accepting or opening the lead or even attempting to contact. They're going to charge you. You know, you might contact that person and they may already have the job done depending on how fast Home Advisor got you that information.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if we list you independently, though, you know, it cuts out that middleman. They'll be able to see your business name rather than Home Advisor 10 best in the county, you know, or 15 best. And, you know, you get live calls, not saturated, no lead fees, just a flat monthly rate. Typically, people who have tried Home Advisor in the past that switch over to Google, they never go back.
No, I definitely see the value, like I was saying, to hiring Google. It's for us, because we're relatively new being publicly out there, we figured we would just kind of pass our net, try a few options, and then what would make sense for us. So it's not as though Home Advisor is the end all be all.
No, yeah, Ashanti. No, you're doing the right thing. I mean, you don't put yourself out there, we're not having this conversation today. Just put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, we don't just throw anybody on that first page. So it's definitely stepping stones. It's just, like you said, it's not the end-all be-all. It's not the long-term solution.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I sent you a couple of links, like one to our pricing page, one was a website example, and another one was my contact information.
Yeah.
If you can click the one that says localsplash.com/pricing.
Okay, let's see that.
I'll be willing to offer you a discounted price because I know you've already invested in Home Advisor and your company's new.
Yes.
Okay. So if you scroll down, you'll see the different packages and pricing structures. It's like an Essential, a Pro, and a Platinum package.
Yes, I see that.
Okay. So what I was thinking I can do, if you wanted to come on board and secure this position, I can put you on a Platinum package service for the Essential package pricing structure. And then what I'd also do is I'd waive your setup fee. So you'd be looking at $299 on a month-to-month basis without being binded to a long-term contract.
Okay.
Now, in that Platinum package, not only do you have Google Places, you have Google Ads, too, or Google Advertising. So you can actually put those ads anywhere you like. You're not limited to your service area. With Google Places, it's just for your county, right? But if you want to hit areas outside of the county, you can do that. Also, with the Platinum package, you get an optimized landing page, which is a .com website. Like I said, I don't know what your plan was, you know, with your website and GoDaddy and all the stuff you got going on there. But I know if we bundle this, now you got it all under one roof rather than having like a website guy, a Google guy, a Bing guy, a Yelp, Yellow Pages, you know. This package is an A to Z marketing campaign, so we basically go in and be your company's back end as far as online advertising is concerned, because, you know, we list you on Bing and 60 other online directories that are going to generate traffic for you as well. We even do the Amazon Alexa, you know, voice search. So it's, you know, it's the most up-to-date form of marketing that you could get to bundle along with your Google Places placement, where about 90% of your customers are going to end up making their decision in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer. It sounds like so easy, and I almost feel like I wish you guys would have given me a call before I did a few of the things, but there isn't anything that I can do about that, and it is what it is at this point. I mean, to me, to spend the money is like, okay, you know, give it a try. It's not going to kill me to spend it. And to give it a go. My question is, how soon would this be in effect and like, well, what does that look like?
Yeah, so if I sign you up today, you'd have to do a client interview tomorrow, and then we'd send out your PIN verification letter from Google today. So the PIN verification is usually the longest part of the setup process. Website's like 3 to 5 days, but the PIN verification takes like 5 to 7 days in order for you to receive it. So, you know, as far as you seeing an ad on the first page and being able to receive calls from Google Ads, you know, it would take about 7 to 10 days from sign up. So anywhere from the 27th to the 30th before you start receiving phone calls.
Okay, I mean, that would be actually more comfortable because, like, right now where everyone is at a halt. Everyone's still quarantining.
Right.
Like, it's really shut us down. We can't really do much.
Right. So, I mean, with your quarantine, you know, we basically do all the legwork, you know, be interactive with you, get it all set up how you want it to look, and then right around the time you guys finish your quarantine, you'll be in position to start receiving calls off the first page of Google, and it's still summertime. So, I mean, if we can't get you a consistent flow of business for this, then, you know, nobody can. So I'm pretty sure, like, 99.9% of your client base is right here on Google.
No, I mean, for sure it is. It definitely is. Oh, this is just like a lot to think about only because I just had a hell of a weekend.
No, I hear you. It's a long-term marketing solution. Like, there's a lot of benefits, not just like the immediate return on investment from your customers, like the long-term branding effects, the reoccurring clients, and then marketing with Google is also seen as a business expense. So, you know, it's a tax write-off for you too at the end of the year. So.
Yeah, that I knew.
Yeah.
So, right now, it's not a, do I want to do it? It's like a yes, but there's so many other things that I'm trying to get tied down with the business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting to hear back from the state concerning one of the licensing. So I just want to make sure all that's done before mm-hmm.
EIN number already?
I do.
Yeah. As long as you have the EIN, we could set you up with the Google placement. And then obviously, like you said, you know, it's going to be 7 to 10 days before we can get you up there. So I'm pretty sure we can get the licensing, like, squared away. Probably before that, even, because most of the stuff's online now.
It is, and I had to speak to someone that was assisting me with licensing today, and I didn't catch them in enough time on Friday because they left. They leave at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a phone call that I'm going to be having with them at noon, and I just needed to, like, I was trying to avoid making any decisions until I spoke to them, and they can tell me what my time frame looks like before I went on ahead and committed to something.
Yeah. Commitment's a fuzzy word, you know. I'm 29 and I haven't committed yet. I like keeping my options open.
I'm committed.
No, I hear you. But I'm saying is just like, you know, I'm timid about things like that, and our company is also that way. You know, we don't want to lock into or commit to a business until we know that they're the real deal either. You know, that's why we're offering you a month-to-month agreement. Is, you know, we're basically trying each other out on a discounted rate and see how it goes.
Sure. I mean, I would definitely want to do it, so it's not a no. It's a definite yes. I just want to speak to this particular person with my licensing. It's very, very important to me because installs in Pennsylvania, you cannot do them if you don't have the license. You can do servicing, you can do quite a few other things, but you can't do an install, which is the bulk of where our money comes from, which is installing the actual.
Oh, yeah. No, Ashanti, like, I'm, so let me just kind of take a step back. Yeah, I'm 29, but I've been doing this for 8 years. Like, the client actually sent you, like, a website example, and that's from a garage door company, Gold Standard Garage Doors. And they're in Baltimore, though. So I'm very familiar with the process. Like, if I had any doubts that you were going to have issues with your licensing, I would also be telling you, no, let's not do this, because I'd be setting us both up for failure. You know, what would happen is if you can't get that, you know, that's going to limit the kind of return on investment you'd see. And then, obviously, with a lower return on investment, that's going to limit our chances of having a return client. You know, and we don't want to sign people up every month. That's not what we're about. You know, the benefit for us is the long term. You know, especially at a discounted pricing structure like this, so we're not we're not going to be profitable on this until about month four. You know, with the discounts that I've applied. But I wouldn't take that risk, you know, if I didn't think that you were going to be able to get past that. It's very easy to figure out the licensing as long as you guys can pass a basic background check, which I'm pretty sure you have. You know, the rest of that stuff, they push it through. It's just pay for pushing, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the angle that we're coming from is like, hey, you know, we'll put it on a month-to-month and kind of evaluate each other, and we'll provide you with tracking, so we'll be able to show you the calls and the customers that we're bringing in. And there's no way you're going to compare this to Home Advisor and decide to keep doing pay-per-lead with them, you know, when you see...
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, if you guys would have gotten to me beforehand, I would have not even entertained Home Advisor.
I hear you. Yeah, unfortunately for us, it's based on availability, which is actually a huge benefit to you, though, is because, you know, not everybody can just throw themselves on the first page of Google. You know, your competitors can't just call me tomorrow and say, hey, I want to do what Ashanti's doing so I could get those customers. You know, we got to have an opening, and you got to qualify for it, and Home Advisor is part of your qualification. Now, if you didn't do that, we probably wouldn't even be considering you for the spot that we have open today.
You
didn't really exist. So by you putting yourself out there, it's making you eligible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely want to do it. So, yes, I'll definitely – I mean, it's a month-to-month, and I mean, I don't see us not going ahead and – continuing the process.
You have some quarantine time to figure it out too, you know. It's going to take us a couple days to build the website. And like I said, by the time we have you up and running, you should be more than squared away. I mean, what else are you going to do today besides figure out your licensing?
Well, I mean, it's figuring out licensing and trying to figure out proper quarantining in a house with children. So
it's hard.
Separate everyone and have them be calm and understand why.
It's hard. My sister got four kids and she's a respiratory therapist in LA. Yeah, in Los Angeles. So it's difficult because what we have her doing basically is because she's literally in contact with the COVID patients every day, but they only have her work 3/12. Sometimes four, but usually 3/12 per week. So for that part of the week, she stays downtown. And then she has to basically quarantine for 24 to 48 hours before she's allowed to go home. So she basically has to stay at a hotel while somebody takes care of the kids. And then once she's completed the quarantine, then they'll allow her to see her kids. So it's very... It's crazy, you know? And they basically come to the conclusion there's no way to separate... you know, the kids from their parents like that. So it's, you know, there's a risk, but it's basically the whole family is seen as, you know, one unit. So if you're quarantining, you guys are all quarantining together, and that's the case. I mean, if one of you has COVID, then they're kind of going to say, hey, you all got to follow the protocol, and then that means you're probably all going to end up getting it because you're staying in the house together, you know. But we had we had an employee who got it. And I used to tell him all the time, stop going down to the beach. he would keep going to the beach, and he's doing very well. Like, it depends. I mean, we're learning new stuff about it every day. I'm always arguing with my brothers and sisters about the school thing. I don't think the kids should go back to school until we know 100% what this does to them.
Yeah.
They're like, we need to get them out of the house.
I'm not going to. They will be homeschooled, and that's just... I can't risk their lives. It's crazy to me. So
100%, yeah. But on the same time, my sister and brother are also, you know, I'm not a parent, but they're both parents and they're older than me, and they're like, you know, we need to get these kids out of the house.
not easy, but we're trying to figure that out.
Yeah, so I gotta.
What would it be for me?
Okay, so I would have to create your business profile. So let me go ahead and do that, and then we'll secure the listing for the $299. So let me what's your last name, Ashanti?
Giordano, Giordano.
Okay. It's very almost Italian. Okay.
It's Italian. My husband's Italian.
And my lady's name is Scopoletti, her maiden name.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm very familiar. I've been to Italy quite a bit. They got a good lifestyle, usually. They know how to live a long time, the Italians.
Nice.
Okay. And then on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for your business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on?
We can, but we're getting the business line on Thursday. So how easy is it for it to be switched?
Phone call. Yeah. I sent you my direct line of contact. So you'll still be able to talk to me. But there's an account management team here also with 24/7 customer service. So any kind of changes like keywords, hours, phone number, address, you know, just call in and we can make those modifications for you.
Okay.
Okay. And you did want to capitalize on the .com website, right? So you need to get rid of the GoDaddy one.
I just, everything all together would be very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you see the Gold Standard Garage Doors site, I mean, we could build you one just like that and conversion driven, you know, mobile friendly. So, you know,
it's
a great site and I'm not charging anything extra for it. So why not? What's your business email address? I'm actually going to send you a receipt and then an outline of the pricing since I have you on a discounted structure.
Okay. So you can send it to StrausbergOverheadDoors@gmail.com.
Okay. Let me see here. Strausberg Overhead. Let me just verify that this is valid. You said StrausbergOverheadDoors@gmail?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's a Gmail account, we should have it on file already. Okay, yeah, it came back as valid.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me update. All right, and then I noticed the company's an LLC. Did you want to have it displayed that way on the first page of Google, or did you want to just leave it without it?
I mean, I don't really know, like, it's the benefit or if it should or should not be there. I just
So the LLC is more for like, I mean, for you guys it's great that you have an LLC, especially in garage doors, because what happens is people are going to call you and be like, hey, my garage door is broke, you know, or this happened or I ran into it, whatever the case may be, and then you come out and they're, you know, they can always flip on you and say, no, it wasn't like that, they broke that, right? So the LLC protects you against that. It's limited liability, so they can only hold you accountable for certain things. So it's a good thing to have, but it's not something you necessarily have to have displayed.
Okay, well, I'm okay with it not being displayed then.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go Strausberg Overhead Doors. Update. Okay, and then they're sending a PIN verification letter to you. A PIN verification letter is just a little postcard that comes in the mail. It'll say Google on it. It'll have your business name and a little 5-digit code on the back. That's how you get that red dot on the map there indicating where you are. Now, I know you mentioned you have kids, so, you know, I'll hide the street address, but do you want me to send it to the 2171 Bushkill Circle?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's Bushkill, PA, and it's 18324, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that came up properly. I'll deactivate turn-by-turn directions, too, so the general public won't see that. You know, they'll know you're in Bushkill, PA, but they just won't have the actual street address part of it.
Okay.
Okay. And then are you going to be able to send over photos or and a company logo for the website?
So I can send photos. We're working on a logo, so I don't have a logo at this point.
Okay.
We want it to be, so.
Okay. I put in a note in your account that you don't have a logo. So there's going to be a technician during your client interview tomorrow where they're going to, you know, we're going to try to help you with that, basically. They'll present you with a couple of different options. If you don't already have a few of them, you know, they just want to kind of communicate and see if we can get that up and running. So. Okay. I put a little note in there. We do have, like, templates that we can apply, just, like, based off your industry, and they have little, you know, recommended ones, but yeah, it's up to you at the end of the day. Okay, and then for the client interview, so typically the client interview, it's 20 to 30 minutes, mostly general knowledge information about your company. So they'll ask you questions, and then we also have keyword recommendations just based off our own research in Google Analytics. But they want an hour window, basically, in order to complete it, just in case the call goes over. What does your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Well, I have a conference call with someone at 3, but other than that, I'm completely open.
Right, because of the quarantine. Okay. So I have slots available. I have like a 10 to 11 available. I have a 1 to 2. I have a 2 to 3.
I think 10 to 11 would be perfect.
Okay. Let me go ahead and lock you in here. And that's going to be with a separate technician, Ashanti. But like I said, you have my direct extension. If you ever have any issues, you can always contact me directly. You shouldn't. These are all, you know, Google certified technicians, so they went to school for this. They're very nice people. But like I said, I'm still here with you. So if you're, you know, unsure or you start developing trust issues with these people, just give me a call, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Save. All right, and they're going to call you on this line. They're allowed to call you up to 3 times for your client interview. If you don't answer, they'll transfer the call over to me, and then I'll be honest with you, I'll blow you up. So it's better to better to just answer that, you know. I take it very seriously. I'll call you off the hook. There's no shame here.
Sure.
Okay. All right, Ashanti. So I have your business profile created and client interview locked in. In terms of securing your first month's payment, did you want to do that using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I know it's Ashanti Giordano. Is there any middle initial on the card?
Yes. The middle initial is the A.
A. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the business street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
It is.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Sure. It's 4256.
4256.
Uh-huh. 2800.
2800.
6250.
6250.
6721.
6721. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
Is 1023.
10 of 23, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Sure, it's 235.
235, okay. And before I can legally process this transaction with you, I have to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The voice verification recording is an added form of protection for you that we'll send to you in writing with your invoice. It's basically going to outline the full service agreement and the discounted pricing structure that I got you. So,
okay.
As I'm walking you through this, Ashanti, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, stop me, okay? Just say, hey, John, what is that? You know, don't feel like you have to say yes to everything, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me just turn this on real quick here. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Strasburg Overhead Doors.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Ashanti Giordano. Title is owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Ashanti, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So just let us know. You shouldn't need anything else after this. I put you on a platinum, so you're basically covered A to Z with the exception of Instagram and Twitter. And then, of course, Angie's List, because that's owned by HomeAdvisor. Shouldn't need anything else, but if you're going to add another service, just let us know. We don't want you paying for something you already have or duplicating any of those listings.
Sure.
Okay. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 20th of 2020. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299, but being that that is for a platinum package service, that is a non-refundable payment for the first month. Okay?
I understand.
Just because of the pricing structure. We would basically lose money if we build a site and everything and then you discontinue it, which I don't think will happen, but they just tell us to disclose that. And then it says, this will be a reoccurring payment. Okay, so be mindful of that. Sorry, what was
that?
Would
that happen? Would that happen, like, when would it be reoccurring, like, a month from today?
Yeah, so actually you took the words right out of my mouth. So it says, when the term is completed, the agreement set to automatically renew each month on the 20th day, and it'll remain in the discounted amount of $299 indefinitely.
Okay,
so you have that discounted pricing structure, not just for the first month. It's not like a, hey, Shanti, I can get your foot in the door, and then next month it's, you know, back to $599 because I see you're making good money. It's going to stay $299, so as long as you're with us, you have that rate.
Okay.
And then it says you can discontinue or cancel the agreement with us at any time. So you're, even though it's reoccurring automatically, you're not binded to a long-term contract. It's month to month. It says to prevent charges for the next month of service, you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due as a courtesy. Either way, there's no cancellation fee or penalty should you decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
I agree.
Okay, so let me go ahead and update you. And then upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome text message as well as a welcome email. Okay?
Okay.
I'm actually going to hang on the line with you for you to receive the text message because that's going to give you access to your subscription terms. And there's a little e-signature in there. Once you sign off on that, that's going to lock in your discounted pricing structure for us. So that way we have on file, I have on file, and you have on file that you have that discounted rate, and there's never any confusion on that.
Okay.
It looks like the payment cleared, so it should take just a second for you to receive your text. And once we get that signed off on, I will go over the checklist, just kind of go back on everything and make sure we're on the same page.
Okay.
So the text we're looking for, it'll say, like, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I'm waiting. I didn't get anything yet.
Okay.
I've been getting.
Did you get the you got the email address, the photos at localsplash.com?
Let me take a look. Email that came in with a link.
Oh, that's the email. These are text messages, Ashanti. These are.
Yeah, the text message, the last text. Okay, so I have a few of them. I have the pricing one. I have use your. Oh, there it is. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice. Okay.
Yep.
Yes,
I know. So you'll have a different ones. One of them is the pricing page. The other one was just like a website example from another garage door company. You have my direct line of contact. You have the email address. That email address, photos@localsplash.com, the reason I was pointing that out is because that's where I need you to send over your photos. And then that rough draft of the logo that you have. Okay?
Okay.
And then, if you click on the link where it says, click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay, let me try.
On the newest
text. You
sent
an invoice. We have a file. Please click here. Yes,
yep.
I have it.
Okay, click on that.
Okay.
And then I want you to take a moment to go through everything, okay? It's going to have a full outline of the agreement and the product features. It'll have, like, the billing dates, the pricing structure, the cancellation policy that we went over, and the voice verification. And then once you're done, there's an e-signature at the bottom. So it's going to ask you to sign your first and last name.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to mute myself while you take a moment. And if you have any questions on any of this, I'm still here, so feel free to bounce it off me.
No, I see the payment, the cancellation 3 days, which is what you can find So I did try to do, I'm going to confirm it now.
Okay.
I did something with Suites and pay like $12 or something, but I don't know why.
Oh, Google Suite.
Yeah, it's something, but...
Yeah, G Suite. Yeah, we offer that too. It's a free thing. So it's like, if your business, if you want to switch over your emails, instead of it being at gmail.com, you could set up like a personal email. So that way it's like at Stroudsburg Overhead Doors, or like info at Stroudsburg Overhead Doors.
I did, but then I was using my daughter's laptop when it happened for some reason. It pulled her information, so it continues to show her name. It's weird. So I don't know. I have to figure that out, but I'm confirming the signature now. I didn't accept it initially. I think it was because I didn't put my middle initial, but
oh, yeah.
I just confirmed.
Okay. Yeah, once you confirm it, it'll take you to username and password. That's how you know it went through.
Okay, yeah, it took me to that now.
Gotcha. So the username is going to be your phone number. The password is going to be given to you when you receive your Google PIN verification letter.
Okay.
Okay. Just so you know, we offer G Suite, but we only offer the Enterprise Edition, not the Business Edition.
Okay.
And
okay.
So, but we get it for $6 cheaper. So we only offer Enterprise, but it's $19 a month.
Got it.
So it's up to you if you want to have us host that for you, but... It's usually, you know, I mean, if you have some free time, you know, it's usually pretty easy. But if you have it, if you already have it and you're having issues with it, you can still, like, my technicians, myself, we could still help you with that. Like, even if you're not paying for that through us, you know, it's a Google product, so we understand it, you know, you can just, we all have Google certifications.
Okay, great.
Yeah. You'll be good. I mean, you can always bounce that off of them. If you're in your client interview and you're like, hey, how do I, you know, switch over my G Suite email? They'll be able to help you with that.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll work.
Absolutely. Well, I want to officially, like, welcome you aboard. You know, say thank you for signing up. I'm looking forward to a long-term, you know, profitable business relationship with you. Like I said before, I know if you, you know, compare this to Home Advisor, it's going to be a no-brainer for you as far as, like, a long-term marketing solution. But if you have any, like, questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you know, don't hesitate to give me a shout. Just so you know, like, on a personal note, my dad's 65, and he uses this. So if he can do it, I know you can do it.
No, listen, I feel very confident about it. I've known people who use the service, and I know, you know, I was in marketing before, prior to what we're doing now. So I 100% see the value in it. Like, there
yeah.
is no...
This guy's got a flip phone. Like, you can do it. Like, I order him flip phones off Amazon because they don't even sell them at the store anymore. You can do it. All you got to do is answer your phone, you know?
Yeah, I think my concern was more, like, when is this going into effect, only because we're in the process of quarantining, and I don't want to feel like we can't do, but because I know we have the time frame, then it's okay. I feel a lot better. Knowing
yeah.
that it's a little bit of a process, so that's okay.
Yeah, it's going to take some time. Like I said, 7 to 10 days. That's usually under-promising and over-delivering. But, you know, at the same time, if you need me to stagger it out, we could stagger it out. If they call you and they got to wait a couple more days, you know, it's a good problem to have. You know, at least, you know, you're coming out of it with some revenue, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. A couple things I just want you to keep in mind, just to make sure that we're successful right out of the gate. I have a client
mm-hmm.
interview scheduled for you tomorrow between 10
yep.
and 11. Okay. If anything
mm-hmm.
changes or pops up, you know, kid bumps your head, you're at the doctor, can't do it anymore. God forbid that's a horrible example, but if something happens, something happens, just give me a call. You know, we could always adjust that. But as of right now, I got it locked in between 10 and 11. Oh, PIN verification is getting sent out today. Typically, that takes 5 to 7 days, as I mentioned, but those are business days. So you may not actually receive that PIN verification until, like, Monday or Tuesday next week, like the 27th or 28th. But when you get that,
mm-hmm.
call me. I need the 5-digit code on the back of that, or you can call customer service, too. They'll be able to take that from you and verify the listing.
Okay.
And then send those photos over. Okay, as
sure.
many as you can, as high quality as you can. You know, we'll fiddle through it and, you know, see what looks the best. But we can't copyright stuff off the internet, so they have to be original photos from you.
Yes, we have original.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, assuming everything, you know, goes correctly, tomorrow, I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the local Splash team, and then I'll be talking to you when you get your PIN verification. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And then, like I mentioned, you know, he's 65. You know, the only reason it works for him is because he calls me every time he has a problem. So, you know, don't hesitate to give me a shout. Don't hesitate to give me a shout if you need anything, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, stay safe. Bye-bye.